Welcome, my friends, to another edition of Freedom Law School's recording of our weekly Freedom Hour. And I'm Payma Motahede, the founder and president of Freedom Law School. And tonight, I'm going to address a question that comes up for many people. And that is that, you know, naturally, you all want to be free of the IRS deception, robbery, and slavery of you. But then people are afraid, hey, you know, what if, you know, something comes up with the IRS? I don't want to be, you know, go to prison. I don't want the IRS to take my house, my bank account, everything. I want to be safe. And so people say, oh, I want to get top-notch help to keep me free and safe from the IRS, but I can't afford it. And by the way, that is one of the key issue out there. CPAs are ignorant, accountants, bookkeepers, enrolled agents ignorant. Even tax lawyers are ignorant, a lot of them. And they're very expensive, very expensive. Tax attorneys charge $300 to $1,000 an hour, typically, sometimes even more. And so, well, what is the solution? What can we do to make the help that you want affordable for you? So that's what this presentation is about tonight, to make it work for you. So please listen in. But before I go on, I got to show you on my screen. Last night after Freedom Hour, there was a debate that came up. This guy named Juan Galt, who's a retired attorney, on the show of this guy named Artie. They were talking about me. Someone told me, and I went on, you see on the screen, there it is. Here they are there. We were arguing for over 2 hours. I didn't come in the show right away. I think I came into it maybe 50 minutes into it or so. But then we had a debate about all the stuff about income tax that Freedom Law School talks about. And so you don't get to see the video of me. You only see that's Artie, the host, with that beard and the glasses. And then Juan Galt, which is a phony name of this guy who claims to be a libertarian, on the left of the screen, below my picture of Freedom Law School. So if you want to go check out a debate with Freedom Law School about these issues, watch after show and Freedom Law School talk with Juan Galt at the channel of this guy named Artie's Corporate Fiction. Okay, Artie's Corporate Fiction, and he's going to be having another debate maybe soon between me and Juan. We're going to talk about these things, folks. We want to educate as many people as possible. So I will let you know. You can go to his channel and comment. Apparently, a lot of people like the debate. We got a lot of likes. We've got 198 likes and only 3 dislikes. And that's with his socialist programming audience. He talks about patriot mythology people, but then he thought, oh, Freedom Law School is one of those guys also. So anyhow, you may want to check that out, folks. Meanwhile, tonight is about helping people to be able to get the help they need from the, you know, to keep the IRS off your back and safe. So let's talk about that. Ready to record, guys? Okay. Let's do it.
Counting you down in 3, 2, 1.
Do you want to stop being a slave of the IRS and lawfully and safely stop filing and paying the federal income tax? You want top-notch help to protect you from potential IRS attacks, but you believe you cannot afford it? Well, in this presentation, I'm going to show you how you can afford it. You can be lawfully and safely free of the IRS fear and them attacking you, to be protected with top-notch help that you can afford. So to do that first, folks, let's go to our website at livefreenow.org. But before I do that, folks, remember this. I know the IRS is the number one enemy of the average American. It's really Satan. So I understand why people are concerned, afraid of this entity that can hurt you, and they propagate on the media that really hurt people a lot, and sometimes they do. But you have a lot more power than you recognize, my friend, okay? We have done videos on this on our website at livefreenow.org. But let's go right there to our screen. If you go to our front page, you see where it says there is, above it, let me, on my screen, it's covered up, guys. Let me start again. Let's start again. My screen is covered up, Harvey. Can you come check it out, please? Sorry, guys, you're little technical issues. I wonder if the audience has the same problem I'm experiencing, but part of the, my screen, is, it doesn't show, it's covered up. So, folks, we live in the age of technical issues and problems. They come up. So as they come up, yeah, mine cuts off. So it cuts off like right here what I see. I'm not sure if it's only me or is it them. I'm not sure. Well, we have no more talking, typing. Or, no, okay, all right. Let's start again then, okay? Let's start again.
Just continue. I'll cut this out.
Okay. Okay. We'll continue. So let's go to our website, livefreenow.org, for the answers. First, of course, Freedom also have said for a long time, there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. There's a short video on this topic. You can see on our front page. And then go to more. Below that, you see people want our seven-year million-dollar guarantee. What is that? That means that for 7 years, IRS will not take nothing.
Sorry.
Yes.
That doesn't look right.
Okay. Really, oh, it's fixed. Okay.
Yeah. Let's just, with all these interruptions, sorry, let's just actually restart it.
We're going to start again. Okay, guys, sorry, we had a little technical issues, so thank you for your patience. We'll start all over.
Yeah, and that would not look right. So we don't want that.
Yeah.
Just use the double name.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we'll do it right, folks. It's not a problem.
Are any of the other pages like that that should be refreshed?
No, I think they're good. There are the, there's only one that has a video as far as I can see.
Oh,
yeah.
You should refresh the RFP pages too because we made the changes to those. Benny did. Yeah.
Oh, okay, okay.
You'll want them to look
later. Okay, all right. I'll refresh the page, okay. Yep, it's there. Thank you. All right. Let's start again.
Count you down in 3.
The temperature down, please, guys.
1.
Do you want to stop being a slave of the IRS? Stop filing and paying income tax and keep your hard-earned money? And you want to do it lawfully and safely? Well, that's what I'm going to share with you tonight, how you can do that and afford it. Many people say they cannot afford the top-notch help they want to get. Here, I'm going to show you how every one of you, I don't care if you work at Walmart, McDonald's, anything, you know, you're on Social Security, you know, you work part-time, you can afford to be free of the IRS and get top-notch help to defend and protect you. Don't worry about going to jail, IRS taking your home or your bank account. Let's go to our website, livefreenow.org, for the solutions. Here it is, folks. And Freedom Law School has said for a long time, for over a quarter of a century, there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. If you have not watched this short 9-minute video here, you want to watch that. Anfield Law School, as you know, offers a 7-year million-dollar guarantee, give you the top-notch help you want with the Royal Freedom Package, which is right here, which is designed to show you how you can lawfully and safely stop filing and paying income tax with the $78 million guarantee, okay, as low as $500 per year. Now, first thing we got to start is this, folks. How much are you giving to the IRS? It's really Satan. That's a key thing you need to understand, folks, because you don't even know, a lot of people, how much they're paying. Look at a single self-employed person making here on this chart we've done based upon 2019 tax schedules. Single person making $60,000, just self-employed, pays about $12,000. $25,000 year income pays over $4,000 in income taxes. So your employee pays $6,000 when he makes $40,000 a year. At $100,000 pays almost $23,000. Married self-employed person making $50,000 pays almost $9,000 a year in income taxes. And someone making over $100,000 over $20,000. Someone married employee who makes $70,000 pays over $10,000. Someone makes $120,000 over $22,000. Okay. But here, this presentation is about those of you on the lower end of income stream. Those of you who make less. I'm going to show you who don't make that much money how you can afford all this, okay? Save you all this money that they're stealing from you. When you go on our front page, folks, and you see the Royal Fiat package, folks, the link for that is at the very top menu, Course Packages, Royal Fiat Package. You open that right there, and it gets you here. And this program, first of all, the top-notch help is 20 years old. In 2001, it started. It's one of a kind. Nothing like it exists anywhere on Earth. Okay? So when you go check out on the below link here, after watch the video about the $70 million guarantee, it takes you here. And here, folks, this is the fantastic thing is Freedom Law School is the only one out there that will give you unlimited consultation without hourly fees. You don't have to pay an attorney $300 or $800 an hour for his help. Freedom Law School, it's all covered. You don't have to pay an attorney, you know, for any legal help, letter writing, responses to tax court or collection due process hearing or anything of the IRS, anywhere from $300 to $800 an hour or more. It's all included. If the IRS wants to put you in prison, which is rare, but it may happen, you don't have to come up with $200,000 to $400,000 or more to pay a lawyer to defend you just for the trial. The appeal would be double that if there is one. All that is covered with Freedom Law School. The flat rate membership fee that you can afford. I want the membership fee to be affordable to every one of you. So what I've done is this, folks. You go below the scope of agreement, which explains what I just told you in more detail. You see the prices. Membership is $9,900 for the first year. As of, you know, August 15th, 2021, and $4,500 for each year thereafter. However, check this out, folks. For younger people, folks, we've dropped the price. Look at this. Someone 30 to 34, it's only $4,500 a year. So the first year is not $9,900. It's dropped to only $4,500. You get a $4,400 break. If you're age 29, look at that. Less than half of $4,500 is only $2,000 per year. If you're 18 to 24, wow, it's down to only $1,000, about 10% of the $9,900 per year for the first year of someone over age of 34. And for those of you under 18 who are in high school getting ready, you know, to be free, the price is only $500 per year. And as you get older, folks, in these age brackets, you pay more for that age bracket. That's what happens. You start young, and you pay more as time goes on, when you get older, you have more job experience, you become in management, you become more skilled, right? You can afford more, maybe start your own business. So only about 8 months ago, I dropped this price for young people, which is incredible because that's nothing, okay? So even someone, look at this, someone making even a little bit, look at this, somebody, a single person, okay, employee, making $40,000 a year, the individual income tax on this chart here, individual income tax is just over $3,000, okay? You can afford that and save your money right off the bat, and you are covered. See, even someone who doesn't make that much. Marriage self-employed, $30,000 a year. You know, folks, we're doing everything we can to make it affordable for you in these charts. Now, people say, okay, Paymon, do you have something else with lower prices? Maybe you are 35 or older, and you still can't afford this. I have solutions for you. Two solutions. Number one, first thing is, let's go down to the payment plan options. Here, folks, if you're earning less than $100,000 a year and over 35, okay, you can put down only $1,500 and make a minimum monthly payment of $1,050 a month, okay, for 8 months. So even if you're older, 35 and over, you can make a payment plan. And you get the help you want partially as goes on, as you pay more. $1,500 gets you everything, education material-wise, and 3 hours of private consultation with me, okay? $3,000, however, will get you unlimited consultation. Again, no hourly fee. I charge $600 an hour. You don't pay that to me. It's all included, as much help as you want or need. Now, when you get the $6,000, you get the criminal legal defense fund, where Peter Moss will pay the lawyers to defend you in the criminal tax case to keep you free. And I'll be there to be there, work and aid the attorney as well. Remember, all attorneys and paralegal charges will be paid by Freedom Law School, okay? Now, when you pay the full $9,900, you get the tax defense, money-related defense. Anything money-related, all letters, the IRS, state income tax agencies, third parties about income taxes, payroll taxes, everything is covered at no extra annual charge. So you just got to keep up with your payment plan. And as you pay more or put down more, you can put down $3,000, $6,000 rather than $1,500 minimum. You get more of the program. Now, some people say, Paymon, I still cannot afford that. I will help you. I will help you afford it, my friends, even if that's too much for you. And people have done that are just like you. It's called the Freedom Opportunity Plan. It's meant to help you live free no matter what your current financial condition is. Okay. So what you want to do, go on our website on the front page, and you go down and you see the link to the Freedom Opportunity Plan. It's your way of sharing your love of truth and get paid for it. That's what it's about, folks. This is about you getting the truth out and get paid for it, folks. You love this information. You love the truth. So get it out to other people. Watch the video on this page. Click on the Freedom Opportunity Plan here and open that new tab. You'll see it right here. Okay? Basically, what it is, folks, is very simple. You tell others about Freedom Law School. Get a bunch of, no, I'm not interested. You're crazy. I'm afraid. You're a tax protester. Whatever. Get a bunch of those, 5 of those, 20 of those, you get one yes. For every yes, you get paid up to 50% of the membership program that they pay for the first year. So it means someone, here it is, on the royalty package, when they pay, as you see here, $9,900, someone 35 years and older, guess what? You get half of that, $5,000 cash. Someone age 30 to 34, paid joins with $4,500 for the first year, you get half of that, $2,250. Someone age 25 to 29 joins, you get paid half the $2,000 they paid for the first year. Yep. So now you get paid for being a Freedom Ambassador, taking a message out there. And I've had people that even do that, because to get paid the 50%, you must join the program and the payment plan. If you cannot afford a down payment, well, that is okay. You may wish in that case, folks, to just refer people, because I'll pay you in the beginning, if you're not a member yet, 25% of the first year membership. So that gets you the down payment, 25% of $9,900, right? That's $2,500 almost. And then you can refer other people. That can pay your membership completely, your renewal paid, and cash in your pocket, up to $5,000 cash in your pocket. So now, rather than getting paid at McDonald's or Walmart or some minimum, sub-minimum wage job, you can make real money. You can make $5,000 a month for one referral of someone 35 and older. Folks, do you know an opportunity like that in America? Where for helping one person live free, you can get paid $5,000 cash, tax-free. You could stand in front of the supermarket every day, 40 hours a week, pass that flyers of Freedom Law School, telling people there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file income tax, right? And you get one person in a whole month. You stand in front of a supermarket, pass out flyers, text them on our website, our front page of our website, following up with them. That's $5,000 cash. You get two a month, that's $10,000 a month cash. Where can you make that kind of money, folks, so easily? All you got to do is go out there and just reach out and love someone. Reach out and share the truth with someone. That's all you got to do. And amongst all these people out there, folks, there are more people like you out there who are looking, who are waiting for someone to expose the deception and give them the truth for them to be free. And folks, right now with our program, I got two levels of overrides if you train others to do the same thing already planned out. You train others to go talk to other people, and to be free, I'm willing to pay up to at least two levels of you training others. But you have to start first. You don't have to be stuck at that minimum or sub-minimum wage job. You don't have to live on Social Security or disability income. You're not disabled. You're not too old. You can go out and walk to people, talk to people in front of the supermarket if you want to. Yes, you can afford it all. You just got to have a little bit of a love for other people that give you the courage to go out there and reach out. And when they say no, not interested, look away. It's not about you. It's about them. Remember, that's not about your shortcomings. It's about them. You just got to keep going out there. Keep talking to people. Keep passing out flyers. Keep texting the front page of our website to other people. And folks, that's what I did. When I started back in 1992, I invited a lot of people that I knew to my first meeting in my apartment complex as a you know, meeting room they had. Do you know how many people showed up? Zero. That's right, zero. Did I get discouraged? No. I kept at it. The second time I invited a bunch of people to the apartment complex, you know how many people I had? One person. Just one. Did I give up? No. I just kept having fun, telling the truth to people out there. And that's what you want to do because you love the truth. You love freedom. So go and express your love with everybody out there that you know. And don't let them discourage you. Just keep reaching out to other people, to new people. Okay, online, you know, on Facebook, you know, Instagram, you know, anywhere on social media. Okay, and just talking to people, texting people that you know. So with that, folks, I want to work with you for you to be free, number one. Now I can show how to afford it. And together we can help America be a free country once again. Stop the income tax fraud on American people so we can all live free in peace, freedom, love, truth, and prosperity. Okay, how long was that? Okay, so we can go to questions now about this Earning Freedom topic that you guys have, folks. That's what I do every Thursday night. Do you have any questions on there, folks? I should ask. Let's put the call number on the screen. Okay, just one call from area code 312. Did anybody else beside me after him? Okay. Call from area code 312. Give me your first name only for your privacy. How did you hear about Freedom Law School? And then your question, please.
Yeah, hey, this is Mark. Yeah, hey. Can you hear me?
Yes, Mark. Mark with a K or a C?
With a K.
Okay. And how did you hear about Freedom Law School, Mark?
I believe it was through some friends.
Do you remember who the friend was, the first name?
I think it might have been Chad.
Okay. Chad or Chet?
Chad. C-H-A-D.
Chad, okay. Very good, my friend. And how may I help you?
All right. Well, my question is, so I've always filed, and I'm considering for 2020, which I got an extension, so, you know, I've got till October, and considering not filing. My accountant estimated that for 2020, I would get a $4,000 refund because I had a job, a W-2. So, you know, I was getting taxes deducted. So one concern that I have for this year is that they moved the question regarding cryptocurrency up to the top. And I may have had some crypto transactions. And those might have been through an exchange, a know-your-customer exchange. So I guess I'm just trying to decide what to do, and I feel like I've got a few choices. One option is just don't file. Another option is to file but don't answer, just leave the crypto question blank. Or I could file and answer the crypto question with a no, but then I'd be concerned that that could be considered perjury if I, in fact, did have some crypto transactions. Or I could file and answer the crypto question with yes, but not provide any additional information. Or finally, I could file and answer the crypto question with yes and provide crypto transactions. And I didn't, you know, I received the W-2 and 1099, but I didn't get any kind of crypto, anything reported to the IRS regarding cryptocurrency. So I guess that's my question. I'm just trying to decide on which of those options to go with for 2020.
Very good question you asked, my friend. Because, you know, as you said, they have put a new question on the 1040 form that asks you about cryptocurrency. They want to know if you have any cryptocurrency ownership transaction of any kind. In fact, I think I have the form right here. I'm going to bring it in front of me for you to see for 2020 for the first time. Here it is. I think you're referring to this form, right? And what does it say? Okay, let's look at that a little bit closer. Okay. It says above the standard deduction language you see on this page, in a darker blue. At any time during 2020, did you receive, sell, send, exchange, or otherwise acquire any financial interest in any virtual currency? Yes or no? See, the thing is that if you answer the question either way, you're screwed. If you say no, you lied under oath. Because remember, these forms are putting a rope around your neck. At the end of the form, under next to sign here, see on the bottom left, this big sign here on the bottom left. You see the signature line under penalty perjury you cannot even read. So I'm going to zoom in on that for you, my friend, so you can see, Mark, what is the risk here. Let's make this even bigger. Under penalty of perjury. That's as big as I can make it on my computer screen, okay? You say, under penalty of perjury, I declare that I've examined this return, right? And the company schedules and statements. And to the best of my knowledge, here we go, best of my knowledge and belief, they are true, correct, and complete. Under penalty of perjury, everything is true, correct, and complete. See? And now you got a problem. Because you say, no, you just committed tax fraud, perjury, material misstatement of fact, you know, all kind of stuff. Let me zoom out of this. Because what this one question is threw out there for you, you said no, and you lied on oath. Okay? So you don't want to do that. But if you say yes, instead, guess what? Now you got a problem too. Because now you made yourself a target. Because now you have to reach the target because now they know you have received, sold, and exchanged, acquired interest in a virtual currency. Now you made yourself a target for this and other years. Yes. And you have to also pay an accountant all this money to figure out how much were your gains. So you buy one crypto and you sold something to get another crypto. How much was it worth that day? How much was your gain? And then you got another crypto. How much was that crypto cost? And was your gain or loss from the other one? You have to be your own slave master to say, Master, this is how much I made in my crypto, Master. Yeah. I hope my accountant did all the bean counting correct. You know, because if he doesn't, he has to go to prison. I do. That's how it works. You go to prison if he doesn't do it that accounting right. Why put yourself through that? Just for a few bucks. How much is it going to charge you, Mark, to do your tax returns for you, this accountant?
Actually, it's my dad who would be doing it. So actually, he wouldn't charge me anything.
Oh, good. Well, you don't have that expense. Good for your dad doing it. But if it was someone else, it would cost more, right? You have to pay somebody. It's not your family member here. So you don't have that issue. And he cares and loves you, which is good. But still, why take the chance? The best thing to do, in my opinion, is to stop saying these statements under oath that can get you in serious trouble with the IRS. And you just do not make yourself a target anymore. Here it is, folks. Mark, look at this. All you got to do is stop signing things under penalties of perjury. That is the safest you can do because you cannot be accused of saying anything that's not completely mathematically true, correct, and complete. Okay, now the $4,400, well, okay, you can let that go. You know,
well,
I wouldn't let that go because
$4,000.
Yeah, I'll let the $4,000. If it was me, I'll let the $4,000 go. That's, I mean, let me give you another example. Myself back in 1993, I filed 1040-NR incorrectly. Someone showed me how to do it correctly. So I was told as a state citizen, non-resident alien, to get my $600 of withholding from my paycheck back. $600 of 1993 money. In today's money would be probably, what, five times more, maybe 3,000 in today's money. And I was poor. I was young. I was at that time only 30 years old, young and poor. Well, I filled out the form and the IRS. Because of what I did, they came after me. I ended up in tax court 4 years, 1992 that I filed, and 93 and 94 on top of that. It was a long, drawn-out case, took a while. The crooked judge ignored the law and the facts to rule against me. They filed a lien against me, lasted 10 years. They renewed it another 10 years, 20 years before it fell off. They never collected from me anything, zero. However, had I never filled out that form for the $600 of then, $3,000 today's money, guess what? None of that hassle and expense of time would have happened. None of that. Now, for me, it was different because I learned. I learned the tax court ropes to teach you guys. So for me, I guess in retrospect was a good thing. But I don't think you want to learn the stuff like I do, become another Freedom Law School mark. I think you just want to live free now. So if that's the case, I will let go of the money and go clean from here long term. You'll be happy. How old are you, by the way, Mark?
I am 54.
Okay. Very good. Any other questions?
Now, would you recommend that, I mean, if I didn't file, do I just not send in anything and just wait to see if they come back? And then if they do come back to me, then contact you guys and maybe sign up or do something more proactively?
Proactively. I'm glad you used that word, Mark. You're an intelligent man. An ounce of prevention is worth more than a pound of cure. Prevention is key for all of you folks, okay? That's why on our website, you see, I got these petitions to Congress on the top right. Petition to Congress. I got that top right. You see it. Open that up. These are key because these petitions to Congress are the key for you to lawfully free yourself from the IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. At the bottom of this page, after explaining this, what process, what it's about, why it's important, you find the petitions. Freedom Law School will do them for you as a Royal Fusion Package member as part of your program. Okay? Here's a regular income tax petition. The form is right there, how to do it with instructions below. And then the letter to congressman is just like you see here. Fillable form. All you got to do is put the name of your congressman, all that stuff on there, and the letter quotes the law exactly as found on government official websites. Yes. Not only the laws like you see here, exactly and correctly quoted, but in the letter, all these laws that you are listing in the letter to petition to Congress are listed at the end of the letter. Here it is. There's A through J, these laws that are listed in your petition to Congress. And attached, all of them are attached right there with the relevant language of these laws quoted. You got Supreme Court cases, for example, in there. It's quoted exactly verbatim. The Congress law, it's all verbatim quoted like you see right here. So this prepares you that in case they want to come after you, that they will not want to come after you. They will not want to put you in jail because they don't want the jury to see this. However, as part of the Royal Fusion Package membership, that is done for you. And you can use this defense only if you do this now. If they want to come after you, for example, 7 years down the road for why you didn't file for 2020, you need to do this letter, these petitions, before October 15, 2021, your due date. Because it was as your mindset of why I didn't file, you have to have this reason in the record to be able to show the jury. Otherwise, the judge will not let you show the jury that. You will not have the defense for your 2020 why you did not file income tax confession form. The truth is, I found the law, checked it out, read it, wrote my congressman about it too, and that if I'm wrong, let me know. This is my real life. Jury, here, read it for yourself. The government lawyer will not want to come after you. They do not want the jury to see that law right there. They don't want the jury to acquit you and for the government to lose. Okay? They don't want to do that. They don't want to see these words of the Supreme Court in front of the jury. It's easy to read. They'd rather go after people who are relying on baseless legal theories, what I call patent mythology, UCC, sovereign citizen, named all capital letters, straw man, redemption, expatriation, repatriation, named all capital letters, admiralty, Finch flag, statutory court jurisdiction versus common law, your birth certificate, you know, a treasury account. You heard about those nonsense arguments? Have you heard of those, Mark?
Some of those, I think I have.
Yeah, some of them. They want to, those guys are easy cannon fodder. They go after those and leave you alone. So by doing it right, now you're protected. If you get, you know, so by the way, for everybody, you know, I just got to make an announcement. Sorry, Mark, for the interruption. The Royal Freedom Package prices I showed you was going to be effective August 1st, but I did not give people enough notification on that. So I'm extending it for another 2 weeks to October 15th. Giving you guys more time to take advantage of the old prices. Everything I showed you is going to be lower. It's not the numbers that I showed you on my website. Okay? They're lower than this. Okay? Instead of $9,900, it's $9,000 right now. If you're 30 to 34 years old, it's not $4,500, it's $4,000. Everything else is lower, what you see here, until August 14th is the last day that we must receive your application and your funds. Even if you make a payment plan, it's okay. Payment plan is okay. You'll be grandfathered as long as you get your application and your first payment by August 14th here at Freedom Law School by cash or crypto. Does that help you, Mark, with your question?
It does. It does. You mind if I ask one more follow-up question?
Sure. Turn the volume up, guys. We'll be acting up. I can barely hear him. Yes, go ahead.
Okay. I have a like a 401k, or it's actually like a SEP, and you know, a SEP, tax deferred. And I'm wondering, so I guess I have to, if I don't cash that out until I'm some age, I can't remember what age that is, then I wouldn't have to pay taxes on it. However, if I were to cash it out now, I'd have to pay taxes on that. Supposedly, what would you recommend I do with that? Just wait till I'm that age, or just cash it out now and then obviously not, you know, pay the taxes on that?
How much you have in there?
It's pretty sizable.
Okay, and what do you have it invested in? Look, I was a financial planner for 7 years in my mid-20s. I got my degree from California State University in business. The focus of finance, economics, marketing, and communication. And I was a mortgage real estate agent, loan agent for 6 months and 7 years as a financial planner. So I'm trying to help you. It depends. You got to answer my question to help you the most. You don't want to tell me amount? That's fine. What is it invested? What you want it to be, or do you want to put it in something else?
Yeah, I think it's over like 400,000.
But what do you want to put it in? Is it some IRAs or SEP IRAs limit what you can invest the money in? Do you want to take it out of that into something better, or you want to leave it in that investment?
I guess I'm happy with the way it's invested.
Okay. Then leave it there, because at age 59.5, you can take it out hassle free. Right now you have to borrow against it, not put it back. Put it someplace else. But if you're happy there, at age 59 and a half, they won't even bother you at all, but even their own way. But you can take it out right now if you want, all or part of it. It's okay. Not a big deal.
Okay. All right, sounds good. Well, thank
okay.
you very much.
You're welcome, my friend. All right, do you have any other questions, guys? No? Okay, guys. Summertime is our slow season. People are vacationing. Summertime at the beach, at the pool, traveling. So we don't have as many callers. So I just want to make sure that you all have an opportunity to live free, folks. At the end, I can't take you to the water, take a horse to the water, but I can make the horse drink or have, make decisions for you. You have to make your decision that you are happy with. So to be free, you have to take those steps forward yourself. I've given you options. And if you want, you can always call for the law school. And somebody here will answer your questions, guide you through the resources on our website as best as possible so you can feel comfortable about being free and being free. So with that, folks, I give each of you my love. My love of freedom, thank you. I love you each. I want to love you by helping you be free. Take your step for freedom. Take your step for love of truth. I'll be back with you folks next Thursday night with another edition of Freedom Hour Recording. Good night.
We are off
air. Yep. But Benny's keep going still. He's still at it.